Okay, so Chamishev Hazinu features a pasuk which is familiar to us from the beginning of Nitzavim. We'll see a beautiful Rabban Lashitasa that connects us directly back there, and also, of course, Yeshayahu, who picked up on this section of the Torah very much. Hazinu Devar Hashem Ketzinei Sodom, Hazinu Taras Elokeinu Am Amora. So the pasuk says, Kimi Gefen Sodom Gafnam Amishad Mos Amora. Anavemo in Verosh Ashkelos Miroro Slamo. So the Targum says, Arei Chechopur Anus Amad Sodom Peranusan. Right, that's what you have in Nitzavim. Kemabecha Sodom Vamorad Mautzvim Velakuson Keama Mora Machason Bishin Kireshi Chevon Vitashlamo Savdeon Kimarusan. So basically, Rashi endorses and he says, Musav Lamarti Marti Belibia Fehem Veshbisichram. Right, they behave like Sodom and Gomorrah. So what can one expect in terms of the outcome? Now the Ramban writes here in a different vein altogether. Ki Yisrael modim mizvadim ve'osim tshuva be'isarasam le'mor v'lama mitzosnu kolzos ava ha'oved gilulim ovad etzos. The pasuk says ki goy ovad etzos heima ve'ein bohem tivuna. Right at the end of the previous aliyah. Right, ein lo etzav lo tivuna rak holich achar v'dezara shalom v'kofer b'shem anechvad ha'olam ki chen yorash me'avosav v'nehu. Quoting now from Nitzavim, mishoresh parash rosh parash pora rosh v'la'ana. Ve'ein b'hem to'elas le'olam, aval Yisrael she'shorasham tov, imikares ve'od yachalif yaseh pritov. So basically what the Ramban is saying here is it's an absolutely fascinating distinction, and he already foreshadowed it on the pasuk of Shoresh pore rosh v'la'ana in Parshas Nitzavim. The Ramban writes there that in his opinion, this very enigmatic expression is ki mishoresh masok, Lo yetzei mar v'chol asher levavo shalim im Hashem anechbar v'lo hira klal b'avodah zara lo yolid modeba. Right, that sort of guarantees what's going to go on in the future. So the Ramban is explaining why, in a third place, the Ramban writes, you know, that the mitzvah of tshuva is given b'lashon habeinonis because there's a havtacha that klal Yisrael is going to do tshuva. So this Ramban is picking up exactly on that idea. Why? Because shorasham, our shoresh is not mar, but matok. Our shoresh is very sweet. Our shoresh is right rooted in the avos and the imahos, and that ultimately determines our national character. Meidach kisa, the ovdei kochavim don't have that kind of foundation, that kind of yesod. The Ramban seems, he's not determinist. The Ramban believes very strongly in Bechira Chavshis. But he says, in the end of the day, you know, things go back to their initial roots. And the roots of Klal Yisrael as a tzibor, we can't make any guarantees in terms of the Yachid, but the roots of Klal Yisrael as a tzibor, as we'll speak about in terms of the most famous Ramban, and maybe one of the most famous Rambans Allah Torah, the side of Kedoshim Tiyu, Yashar Atov, so we'll talk about in the next Aliyah. The point is that the Ramban is saying is that the Shoresh of Klal Yisrael is rooted very deeply, and ki Yisrael modim mitzvadim vosin tshuva beis tarasam lomar lama mitzvasno kolzos, because we have the shorashim of the avos and the imahos, you know, val Yisrael shesharashim tov imikareis od yachalif yaseh pritov, because that was always their response, right? So it's like to say in this context that anachnu ma'aminim b'nei ma'aminim isn't just a description, but it's and very much a prescriptive statement as well, that part of our emuna is not just, it happens to be that, you know, we come from those who were ma'aminim, but it's a causal relationship that the ma'aminim were able to generate further ma'aminim, she'en kein de'ovdei kochavim ki migefen sedom gafnam mishad mos amora anavemo in verosh ashkelos miroros lamo, right, who did not have the same deep roots.